Hi, thank you for calling Local Squash. This is Tina.
Yeah, it's Paul.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you called me back. I didn't know if your phone died.
I called you back, and then then some guy answered the phone, and he was just very
determined.
He
was telling me. Yeah, he told me. He said, someone's on the line asking for 777. I said, okay, go ahead and transfer it. And then he said,
this would be a lot easier. Well, this would be a lot easier if you would just tell me what it's for. And I said, extension 777, just send me over. So he was just pissing me off is all he was doing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Not a good way to start your Friday. So
no.
I'll tell him. Let me see.
Tell him he's probably got several things on his desk that can really hurt by just putting it through his skin.
Yeah, I don't know why people do that. If you call and you say I want to talk to 777,
you know, it's very
what
simple.
What difference does it mean? Yeah, what you need or you know, just send it. But I'll talk to him. I'll have management put him.
So anyways, did you want to just email over Colleen and set up something with her and she can deal with it?
Absolutely. Let's do that. Okay. So what is her email address? I'll put it in the notes here.
Should be the same as mine.
Oh, okay. So we'll email her and then
contact at upgrade-admin.
Oh, instead of admin, it's contact at, right?
Yeah, she don't want me to mess with it.
Okay, no problem.
I don't like the little red dots. And the little red dots show up. I have to push on the anything that comes through and she don't see it.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what that means.
You know, when you go onto an iPhone and there's either phone notifications or, those red dots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't handle her phone. She always has a whole lot of dots. So.
That's awesome. Sounds like she's a great multitasker, huh?
what do you call that?
I don't know. I see that it might look at to me like added stress, but to her it sounds like she's managing it well. So that's awesome. What is her position within the company?
It's easy to manage it if you don't do anything about it.
Oh, okay. I see. That's why they're stacking up. Yeah.
I swear to God, every phone I pick up that has her, they drop.
I'm going to add her as an authorized user to the account. What is her position within
the
company, Paul? Oh, she's the owner. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me add her. And then is there a separate phone number for her?
Well, I mean.
Well, tell her I was going to reschedule the client interview, so, you know, I don't want them to call Paul again because he's going to get irritated, you know, so maybe we could just call her for that.
All right. He said, call you directly because I'll just get irritated.
Mm-hmm.
He understands. I see it on her face.
Okay.
You want me to give her your number? Yeah,
916-308-9978. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'll call her in a little bit and we'll schedule something that works good as far as the client interview. And then in the meantime, you can get back off to what you do best, which is being out in the field and handling your clients. So have a very lovely weekend. And I did leave you a message, Paul, that just as a courtesy, I did still go ahead and apply that extra 2 weeks on the back end. So moving forward, you're paid in full until April 11th. And after, you know, that date, you'll start to renew on the 11th of each month. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm so glad that I was able to assist you. I apologize. You have my extension now. So if anything, you know, is needed in the future, just feel free to reach out to me. Okay.
Sounds good. I think I figured out how to do the 777 thing.
Yeah, I think what happens is if I'm on the other line, it'll automatically go to customer service, and then they try to put their nose into it and see it's about, so that, you know, they think, oh, maybe I can help them and we don't have to bother Tina. But I'm always like, hey, if they ask for me, send it to me anyway. I don't care. It doesn't bother me, you know, to take a call, you know, so. Yeah, but I think when you called back the second time, I wasn't on a call. That's why it rang straight to me. So, yeah, you have the good heads up on that now. All right. Have a lovely rest of your day. You're welcome, Paul. Okay.